Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. My guest today is Mark Corsini. He's president of Corsini Consulting Group, a business coaching firm based in Birmingham, Alabama. Mark has been working with executives, professionals, and salespeople for over 27 years. Through his whole life approach to coaching, he uses his 7 F's for true success, where he helps people do what they do better, both in and out of the office. Mark has written 4 books on business, selling, and life. He holds a business degree from Georgia Tech, and he and his wife, Susan, have 3 children. They live here in Birmingham. Welcome, Mark. Thanks so much for taking your time out of your day to meet with us for a bit.
My pleasure, Mike. It is truly an honor and humbling to be able to spend time with someone that I respect so much.
Mark and I have been in the same, we both live in Birmingham and we're friendly competitors. Actually, we sort of do different things, even though we're kind of in the same ballpark of coaching.
Yeah.
So, Mark, before I begin, we want to hear about the small-time leader moments that you're going to share with us today. Always ask my guest, what's one thing that you're really thankful for at this time in your life or your career that you could share with us to begin our episode here?
You know, Mike, as I think about what I'm thankful for, well, certainly we're always thankful for friends and family, but I feel, as I'm sure you do, and I don't mean this to sound trite, but I just give thanks that I've had the opportunity to work with so many people over the last almost 30 years that I could be on their journey and helping them do what they do better. It's truly been a blessing and a dream come true.
Yeah, we always try to keep it under 30 so we don't sound so old, right?
Yeah.
30 years. All right. Well, Mark, you had told me a little bit about someone who really affected your life when you started your practice. Would you tell us a little bit about what was going on and what you learned and how all that came about?
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, you may remember those days when you're just getting going and you finally achieve a little success. And
yeah.
I remember I met with 9 other consultants who are also had their little businesses just like mine. And mm-hmm. I was doing primarily sales coaching at the time. And there was a fractional CFO, a marketing guy, operations person. And we met in the Birmingham Chamber building and said we were going to help each other be successful.
Yeah,
because we had complementary expertise and we just had a big old sparkle in our eyes.
Was that at the old chamber building downtown on
yes,
First Avenue?
Yes, it was.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay.
It sure was.
Go ahead.
And then about the exact same time, a guy named David Brassfield contacted me. He had a little company. I believe he was even in the incubator building and he had some banking software and he said he needed help on a project. And so we were having one of our meetings. And he asked me, hey, he said, hey, Mark, how are things going? And I was just so glad he asked the question. I said, man, I'm feeling really good. We're starting to experience some success and just things were going well. So my chest was puffed up.
Yeah.
And then he just looked me in the eye and very nonchalantly said, you know, Mark, you're going to go out of business. You're not going to make it as a consultant.
What an encourager. Yeah.
Yes. I was shocked that he would say that. And there was really 2 reasons. Number one, I hadn't asked for his input.
Yeah.
And so I felt like he was criticizing. You know, there's a great saying, advice unsolicited is viewed as criticism.
Yeah.
And secondly, he wasn't that successful at the time. And so I thought, who is he to tell me that I wasn't going to make it? But
yeah.
He went on to say, he said, Mark, you're in the project business.
Oh, okay.
And so when you start a project, that's the first day of the end of your consulting gig.
Hmm.
And you're now taking yourself out of any kind of new business environment. He said, I would not make enough opportunities to maintain a consulting practice. And then he said that thing that nobody likes to hear.
Yeah.
Your business model doesn't work.
Oh, man.
Boy, that really, you had some kind of relationship with him that he felt he could say that to you, or is he just that brash?
He's that brash. So whenever we get advice we don't want to hear, you know, right. I'm surprised I even remembered it, but I did remember it. And it wasn't until about a year later that all of a sudden I realized that I was 100% wrong and he was 100% right. Hmm. What I was really doing was I was renting a client for a moment of time until that client ended that project. And then I went and found another client who I rented for a short period of time. And so what was happening was both mentally and physically, I was wearing myself out trying to stay in business. Hmm.
So what'd you do?
Well, I finally said, okay, I'm going to try to figure out how to stop being in the project business. And so I started to see if I could start staying more involved with my clients.
Yeah.
And as we know today, it isn't really about offering advice. Everybody reads a book. Everybody goes to watch a podcast. And then we go back and do things exactly the same that we did before doing any kind of professional development. So I decided, could I start holding people accountable along the way and stay with them? Similar to, as we both know, everybody knows how to exercise, but people still hire coaches to make sure that they stay and do the things that they need to do.
So I'm curious, what happened to your fellow consultants that you met with initially?
Well, fast forward that 2 years later, and I found that I was the last man standing out of 10 consultants.
Oh my gosh.
All nine had stopped. And then as I reflected about David Brasfield and what he had told me, what I realized is that all 10 of us were probably project-based. Mm-hmm. And if it hadn't been for David, I think I would have been right there with the other nine consultants and really going back to work for somebody else.
Yeah. Well, you did listen to him too, which says a little bit for you. You know, sometimes coaches are the worst coachees. And congratulations. And Mark, I appreciate you sharing about David. And I think you called it the Brasfield rule that kind of guides what you do now. And
yes.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.